Let's give the kids a big hand. Thank you. Sure enough warm up here. I'm not going to do All My Troubles Will Be Over. I know, I wish you would, but I did it twice. That's my recording, but I want to do a couple other things and get on out the way, because I sure want to hear some fellas I used to have a time with when I was coming up. I was singing with the Blind Boys out of Alabama at the time, and the Dixie Jubilees used to just put it on us real strong. And I might help them sing a song this evening. I'm going to get into this here now. I want to do a song which is entitled Didn't It Rain, Children? It's an old song. Oh, it's going to rain, y'all. Well, it's gonna rain, children. God's gonna send the water from the Zion. He gonna raise the heaven up higher. It's gonna rain. It's gonna rain, children. God's gonna send the water from the Zion. He gonna raise the heaven up higher. It's gonna rain. Well, Lord, then my God got angry upon his throne. The angels in the heaven began to moan. They cried, go down, angels, and stir up a flood. I blow out my sun, change the moon into blood. I come back, angels, and they bar the door. Declare my time, or will it be no more? Tell me, great God, when it started to rain, the women and the children began to scream. So I'm knocked on the window and battled at the door. Great God, the mighty, can't you take on more? Nora said that I'm sorry, friend. God got the key and you can't come in. Well, it's gonna rain, children. He gonna send the water from his iron. He gonna raise the heaven up higher. It's gonna rain. Well, Lord, then they tell me when the water began to drop, some and knocked on the window and battled at the door, crying, oh, brother Nora, can't you take on more? Nora said that I'm sorry, friend. God got the key and you can't come in. He sent out a raven, then he sent out a dove. The water bed God kept a coming from above. They tell me little children the birth did seek, couldn't find a land to rest their feet. Well, it's gonna rain, children. He gonna send the water from Zion. He gonna raise the heaven up higher. It's gonna rain, rain, rain. Okay. What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you for the kindness you show? Lord, help me, Jesus, I wasted it so. Help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Oh, that I need you so. Help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hand. If you think there's a way I can try to repay all I've taken from you, maybe, Lord, I can show someone else what I've been through myself on my way back. Lord, help me, Jesus, I wasted it so. Help me, Jesus, I know what I am. Oh, now that I know that I need you so. Help me, Jesus, my soul's in your hands. Thank you.
And now, straight from Broadway by Lake City, the Flatlanders. That's a joke. This is their first time here. We hope it won't be the last. They've been helping out in the schools over in Columbia County with our artist in residence, John Marshall, who's also been a blessing. John Marshall has lived in Australia and is quite a fella. I hope you've met him. I hope you've had an opportunity to chew the fat with him. Welcome.
Thank you. We're about set up here, and we are glad to be back tonight. We hope you enjoy what we have for you here. We'll get these things set up in just a second and be ready to go. We don't need that, really. We are the Flatlanders, and we hope y'all will be seeing and hearing from us a lot around here. We hope we can come back next year. Maybe they'll let us. Right here on my left, we'll introduce right quick again. Some of you wasn't here last night. Doing our singing is Jimmy Starling right here on my left. Let's give him a good hand.
Thank you.
Yeah. Next to him is the best rhythm guitar picker in the state of Florida and some of Tennessee and a lot of Georgia. Buddy Huggins, turn around there and smile. And the best bass guitar player in the land, I guess, must be Donnie Severance over there. We got a fine young drummer back here behind us. His name is Heath Driver, and he drives a good bargain on them drums. My name's Harold Sconyers, and we hope you enjoy us. We're the Flatlanders.
What'd you do with the list?
Oh, I can't help it.
Jimmy hid my list. It's an old Hank Williams tune. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you, D boys.
Today I passed you on the street, and my heart fell at your feet. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else stood by your side, and he looks so satisfied. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. It's hard to know another's lips will kiss you and hold you close the way I used to do. Now heaven only knows how much I miss you. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you.
Play it, Harold.
Thank you. It's hard to know another's lips will kiss you and hold you close the way I used to do. And heaven only knows how much I missed you. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Thank you.
We have a special treat for us, and she didn't know it till she got up here. We've talked Jimmy's daughter into coming and singing the song. Jimmy, come on, Vicky. Let's give Vicky a big hand. She's going to sing a real good song. Come up here and tell them what you're going to sing. She can sing right here on her daddy's mic. He probably won't want to sing anymore after he hears Vicky. Oh, she wants to hold it. Where are you going to do it at? Pride? Hey, all right.
Well, you know that you're doing lots of things that ain't right. Well, you're out with a different party almost every night. And you're making me look like a crazy fool. So why do I have these doubts about leaving you? Because my heart tells me stay, but my pride tells me go. So how can I leave you when I love you so? Which way shall I turn? Well, I'd sure like to know. My heart tells me stay, but my pride tells me go.
We've got an old western swing tune called Take Back Your Old Love Letters in D.
Take back your old love letter that you wrote to me and send them to somebody new. Take back your old love letter, their words have grown cold, and send them to somebody new. Well, take your ring and everything that reminds me of you, 'cause I don't want them laying around. They'll only make me blue. are, and I believed each word I've read. Take back your old love letters that you wrote to me, and send them to someone else instead. Well, now take your ring and everything that reminds me of you, 'cause I don't want them laying around, they'll only make me blue. Take back your old love letters that you wrote to me, and send them to somebody new. And send them to somebody new. Thank you.
We love bluegrass, and we love a good gospel song, and we're going to do a little bluegrass gospel here called Old Country Church. I hope y'all will bear with us. We don't do it that much, but we're going to try it.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with the friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Of memory.
Oh, what joy.
Tune that Jimmy does occasionally, and he gets in good shape with this when he has to kind of work up to it. It's called 10 Little Bottles. It's quite a story. I hope y'all will like it. He does it real well. Do it, Jimmy. We just back off out of his way because we don't want to get hurt.
Well, a friend of mine gave me 10 little bottles of some special stuff that he brewed up himself. So I took it and hid it down in my basement. My wife found out about it, and she said, "You're going to have to get rid of that stuff, or else." And since I didn't like the way she said, "or else," I went down there and proceeded to carry out her instructions. I set the 10 little bottles on the drain board, picked up the first bottle, pulled the cork out of it, and poured it down the sink. That is, all except my little swaller, which I drank. I picked up
the next bottle and I pulled the cork out of it and I pulled it down the sink. That is, only except one of the smaller, which I sank. I picked up the next cork and I pulled the sink out of it and I pulled it down the bottom. That is, holy, except one little teensy little swaller, which I sank. Now, I usually have a little difficulty with this number. You see, I come from a great long line of drinkers. I had an uncle one time that drank a quarter deep every day of his life. No kidding. He could drink a quarter deep and not even stagger. Heck, he couldn't even move. And we told him, we said, you better quit drinking, that stuff is gonna kill you. Well, sure enough, it killed him. He died last year at the age of 2. Well, don't y'all laugh. We dug him up last week and he's looking better than some of y'all do now. This old boy drummer back here says, what's the difference between a drunk and an alcoholic? Well, I'll tell you. All us old drunks don't have to attend them old meetings. I want you to know one little thing. You better not say nothing about my wife, Buster, because I'll have you to know. I got your wife a little knife in the hood tonight to sleep. Oh, that sun's gonna shine in my life once more, man. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before, man. Love's gonna live here again. Thank you.
Donnie switched his bass off for his guitar. And Jimmy's going to sing a little bit of Folks in Prison Blues if Donnie can kick it off there.
I hear that train a-coming. It's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folks in Prison and time keeps dragging on. And that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blow, this prison, if I'd railroad train with mine, you bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folks in Prison, that's where I want to stay. Then I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. Then I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
San Antone Rose. If we have time, we'll hang that on the end there. They may give us a little time here. I don't know. We'll see. I'll do you a fiddle tune here right now. And we really hadn't planned San Antonio Rose, but we will if we have time. Donnie, you got your bass ready? We're going to be sawing on this. I can saw till you get here, okay? We're going to do a thing called Old Joe Clark, okay? We're gonna play our theme song and get out of here, okay? Black Mountain Rag. Good time.
You want to give him another hand? I'm sure that the invitation has already been issued for next year. Do you hear that, fellas? Thank you. And I told Frog just to stand there and not say a word, because Mama's going to buy him a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Papa's going to buy him a diamond ring. Oh, he dropped the set out of his ring. Does anybody here not know that this is Frog Smith? From way down at North Fort Myers, Florida, of course. But he's been everywhere and seen everything and done everything. He's written a book or two or three. He's made TV specials. And he does primitive painting. And his paintings are exhibited in the museum and are for sale, and I hope you'll buy him out because he needs the money. And he knows a lot. Well, he's an authority on old engines, steam engines, mill engines, you name it, he knows it. Let's hear what he has to say. Thank you, Frog, for being here.
Thank you, Thelma. You're the best friend I have. At least you sound friendly anyway. I have run a few times. But we were talking just now, and Cousin Thelma mentioned Acrefoot Johnson to me. How many of you folks ever heard of Acrefoot Johnson? Now, that was a real American man. He was born right here at Lake City in 1853, and he had a job carrying the mail in South Florida. He walked from Fort Pierce to Fort Ogden. See, Fort Pierce to Fort Ogden, and several little sachets out to the side, was 6 to 5 miles a day, with the mail on one shoulder and his shoes on the other. Then he'd rest a day. He'd walk to Fort Myers, Florida, and back to Fort Ogden, 6 to 5 miles, with the mail on one shoulder and his shoes on the other. And then he would rest a day, and he walked from Fort Ogden back to Fort Pierce. That was a 3 6-to-5-mile trips a day. And he got mad and quit the post office. Even though he was getting good money, he was getting $26 a month. He quit the post office because they wouldn't let him carry a passenger in a chair on his back. Now, he raised a son that's known worldwide. I know all of you have heard of this world-famous Rattlesnake Johnson. But Rattlesnake Johnson, Guy Johnson he was. Guy was Acrefoot Johnson's son, who was born here in Lake City. And Guy Johnson was known better for his rattlesnake catching than anything else. And so his neighbor was out of a job. And Rattlesnake was catching rattlesnakes for the zoos and here and yonder and for Ross Allen up here at his serpentarium where he was selling venom for medicine. And so he hired his neighbor to catch rattlesnakes for him. And the rattlesnake that his boys brought in on the first trip, they killed the snake. Well, no sale for that. So Johnson's a friend.